Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Yep, real talk. It is 10 p.m. coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 4 a.m. tomorrow in Paris, regardless of where you are in the world. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Welcome to the show tonight, folks. Big up to the late, great, cool DJ Law, WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams, passed away yesterday. We're going to truly, truly miss you, my friend. Again, cool DJ Law, Lords Brown, passed away yesterday, an icon in radio. We will truly miss you. Log on right now, blogtalkradio.com, Mr. TM Hyman. I'm your hip-hop informer. You can jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Monday, September 20th, 2010, and we got a Freestyle Monday battle jumping off tonight in place of Friday night's battle. That's J Truth, my man Frank Nitti. Hopefully we can get that cracking. We are picking up from our conversation with mental health tonight. Do you know how to identify signs of mental health? Possibly does a loved one or a friend have mental health issues that that they may not be aware of, that even you may not be aware of? Again, do you know how to recognize the signs of mental health? Tonight, that's our topic, along with a Freestyle Monday battle in place of Friday night's Freestyle battle. Again, I'm your hip-hop informer, your man TM Hyman. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Let's get it cracking with a throwback. Actually, not so a throwback. It's off the Independence Day record. It's called Back to the Future. This is Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Making the vision that we share.
smiled the first time I saw ya. For months, my future flashed. Can we take it back to the future? Or is our future just the past?
Team Hyman Radio Live, Drew Hill, Back to the Future, off that Independence Day record. Stop by and pick it up. Again, peace, love, and blessings goes out to Cool DJ Law, an icon in radio out in Virginia. Left this earth yesterday for a life much better than this one. We'll miss you, Law. At this point, want to go ahead and welcome our co-host to the show. We got CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Toya live out of Newcastle, Delaware. Good night, angels.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Hey, CeeLo, TM.
Boy, hi.
What's happening, my friend?
Yes. How are you guys?
Welcome.
How y'all doing this evening?
I'm better this evening. Better this evening. I actually had an opportunity to listen to the radio, radio show this morning, the Buddha Brothers Morning Show, and to me, just shouts out to, you know, Big B, who held it down this morning out in VA. They had a host of DJs just to kind of, you know, flood the studios at 103 Jams out in VA earlier, and it was just hats off to him. I don't think I could have been able to hit the airwaves this morning until bright and early at 5:30, and you know, all the way until like 10 o'clock this morning. It was all about DJ Law. So again, shouts out, big up to the family, to all the close friends, to all of the DJs like myself who you know, who give it up for Law. You know, for kind of just putting us down, showing us how to get it done. May his spirit live on forever. Tonight we're talking about mental health, and we got a Freestyle Monday battle. Jake Truth and Frank Nitti going to get it cracking this evening. Again, Monday, September 20th. It's 10:08 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:08 in Newport News, VA, as we reflect on DJ Law. But how was your day? So get the week started right today?
I slept all day.
Wow.
This morning time right
some
now.
Some people got all the luck.
Like, this is like lunchtime right now for me. Like, yeah.
Whatever.
It is, really.
Folks, we had Jay Wright on the show like the first week that we got it started, like our launch week. Check out Jay Wright's new video for Mr. Wright, and I'm going to get that on in a minute. But Jay Wright featuring Jay Rome, Mr. Wright, that new video, not bad, my man. I was talking to Jay Wright last week on Facebook, asking him how his record sells, and appears to be doing pretty well right now. So big up to Jay Wright. The name of the record is Mr. Wright featuring Jay Rome. Check it out. Last night I talked to you all about a cruise that that we're trying to get cracking in July. That cruise is happening. Had an opportunity to check out the website today with my partner as we try to prepare. And it is the 2011 Health and Wellness. It's a 3-day Bahamas cruise. Come join us as we hit the seas, my friend. We're going to be departing. Now, actually, I said July, but we've moved it out to August. It's going to be the weekend of August the 12th. That's a Friday night. We're going to be leaving out of the beautiful port of Miami, hitting the high seas, headed to the Bahamas. Folks, more information coming to you soon there. And it's pretty reasonable as well. It's going to be less than like $400 per person. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Again, that is the 2011 Health and Wealth 3-day Bahamas cruise. Check it out. Be on the lookout. We got Toya, again, live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. We got, Toya, live out of Newcastle, Delaware. Got CeeLo live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. I'm okay. This is the new one. This is Jay Wright, Mr. Wright. check it out. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. Kenny McKinley, found dead, suspected of suicide. Breaking news, Kenny McKinley out of Denver, down with the Denver Broncos, found dead, suspected of suicide. Breaking news. That has just hit the AP. If you log on and Google, you're probably going to find some information that just hit the internet. Breaking news, CNN. Again, Kenny McKinley out of Denver, part of the Denver Broncos, dead this evening. It is Monday, September 20th, 2010. And tonight we are talking about mental health. As well as coming up late in the show, we have a Monday night hip-hop freestyle battle.
Yeah.
Ladies, just kind of like tragic news all over the place.
Yeah, and see, that's what I was saying like yesterday. I was trying to find something, you know, uplifting to report, but it was like it wasn't, you know, a lot of good stuff going on. It's like, what in the world?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's definitely time, folks, to make sure that you got your house in order. And when I mean your house, I mean, you know, you as an individual. It's time to just get things in order. This is not the time to be playing a whole bunch of games. This is not the time to be wishy-washy, you know, because life is short. You know, life is short, my friends. Again, Kenny McKinley with the Denver Broncos found dead tonight.
And you've only
don't know all of the details. Do not know all of the details, but you may want to jump on the internet to see what you might be able to find out for yourself. I'm sorry, Toya, what did you say?
No, that was
CeeLo. Actually, that was CeeLo commenting on how old he is.
Yeah, he was only 23.
Yeah, very young. Very, very young. I didn't know that much. I'm just blown. You know, I'm just blown by the young brothers, you know, just kind of leaving this earth.
Right.
Folks, you know, nothing is that bad. I really don't care. So I really don't like hearing about suicide, not when people are trying to live their life to the fullest. You know, a decision to take your own life is just not an option. But tonight we're talking about mental health as we move on. I want to give a shout out to Ron Artis. Ron Artis, you know, Ron Artis, who may not be familiar with the Lakers, he's motivated to win another NBA championship, you know, to help to fund, you know, mental health counseling in schools out on the West Coast. Ron Artis, who was once a Golden State Warrior, said that he has suffered, you know, with mental health issues since he was 13 years old and still suffer with mental health issues. And he just gives shouts and props to his psychiatrist. And I respect him for even wanting to talk about it because, you know, many celebrities are not even comfortable talking about their personal issues, specifically when it's something that's taboo, like mental health. Ron is on a mission to raise, you know, a whole lot of money. And he's also got a lot of celebrities and investors who has actually offered him, you know, a lot of money for his ring, you know, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 for his ring. But he wants to raffle it off, you know, so fans everywhere has an opportunity to actually win. So he's actually selling tickets from $1 to $3. He's raffling off his championship ring and hopes to win another one down the road. But it's all for mental health and funding mental health programs. I know when we think of mental health, we like to have a lot of fun, you know, with it and crack jokes. You know, our poster child, we like to say our poster child for mental health is CeeLo.
Yeah.
But really, mental health issues are of a great concern, not just for adults, but also for children. And you're trying to say something, CeeLo, and I won't let you. But go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Now. But no, what I was going to say was it's awesome that he's doing that because a lot of, you know, like when they cut back funding, those are one of the things that they cut back for. Like I know here in North Carolina, they cut back on mental health before they cut back on, you know, something that's in the budget to, I don't know, replenish, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, like the water fountains or something. I you know, it's like little stupid stuff. They'll take money away from mental health. I mean, these people, that's like most of the, you remember we were talking about homelessness?
Mm-hmm.
night. You know, that's a lot of the population, like the homeless population here. You know, a lot of them, you know, are put out of these programs because they, you know, some of them, the ones that do get checks, they can live in these homes. And it's like maybe about five or six other people that, you know, live in the home as well. But everyone has, you know, about the same mental health issue, you know.
Yeah, I think we downplay mental health in this country. I really think we downplay it. I think, you know, for some people, if you're not in the medical field or if you're not, you know, a psychologist or if you're not a sociologist, you know, you really downplay, you know, mental health issues. But let me just go down a list of things that are included in mental health, you know, like anxiety disorders. You know, I mean, you know, panic attacks. And I hear more and more about panic attacks today than I've ever heard, you know, in my life. But panic attacks, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, you know, OCD, you know, a part of mental health concerns, you know, social anxiety disorder, people who like, you know, like social, you know, really it's like a phobia, you know, social phobia. You're afraid to go out in public and be around a whole bunch of people. You know, somebody might say, you know, get out of here with your crazy self. No, it's really a disorder. There's something that triggers that sends somebody in a downward spiral. ADD, you know, ADHD, you know, that attention deficit hyperactive disorder or attention deficit disorder, you know, autism, any type of autism spectrum disorder, bipolar. Obviously, that's one we hear a lot about, you know, and but that's a manic depressive disorder, which is really, really a major mental health concern. Depression, that's a mental health concern. It's not necessarily controlled by people. I think people think that depression is something that one can control, and it's triggered. Eating disorder, you know, and suicide, you know, those are things that sometimes you cannot control. And, again, I don't like hearing about suicide. As we talk about, you know, Kenny McKinley out of, you know, from the Denver Broncos, you know, potentially killing himself. You know, we really don't know the specifics over the story. Again, that's breaking news. But suicide is one that I struggle with myself because I like to think that we do have some control. But, you know, it's something that's going on in the mind that makes someone feel as if, you know, life is no longer worthy. And, you know, what would make a 23-year-old successful wide receiver, you know, of a professional football team, you know, kill himself? Who knows? Who
One
knows?
Thing,
he could have been depressed. You know, he could have been depressed.
Because, look, he was placed on the injured reserve before the start of the 2010 season. You know what I'm saying? Because he only played 8 games with the Broncos. This is, you know, this is the beginning of his career. And so then he had a knee injury. And so he was on injured reserve. He didn't even play this year. You know, so maybe he was thinking that his, you know, his career was over.
Right, right.
And
those dudes that really love the game.
Plan, you know what I'm saying? Well, okay,
yeah.
Drafted, okay, excuse me, I apologize. Yeah, he was drafted in 2009 from the University of South Carolina.
Right.
That's why.
Right. No, I was just saying, I mean, for those guys that really love the game, you know, sitting on the bench or being at home, you know, watching your teammates play, you know, and you're part of the team, you're getting paid, and you're not a part of that, that could absolutely be depressing. Wow. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it is Monday, September 20th. Tonight we're talking about mental health issues. Are you able to identify the signs of mental health concerns? You know, could possibly your friend or your loved one have mental health issues that you are unable to identify or you aren't taking seriously? Tonight we're going to keep this conversation going along with a freestyle battle we have, Jay Truth and Frank Nitti, coming up here shortly. But before we go any further, all the way from Chesapeake, VA, let's welcome to the conversation Ms. Willingham tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marigua.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. I apologize for my tardiness, but I was learning more information on how to make us wealthy.
Aww. Hey, and we appreciate that. And at this point, we used to your ass being late.
You know.
Oh! I always have a good reason, and I bless people in return. So it's okay if I'm late.
It is okay. Folks, this is me. Izzy, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Radio Live, that is me, Izzy,
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. You are untuned to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:30 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 7:30 out in Los Angeles, California. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, the baddest talk radio show on the network. Tonight we're talking about mental health. Many mental disorders have their beginnings in childhood or adolescence. The National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey found that 13% of children ages 8 to 15 had at least one mental disorder. I will repeat that. The National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey found that 13% of children from the ages of 8 to 15 had at least one mental disorder, at a rate that is comparable to diabetes, like asthma, and other diseases of children. This is a problem, you know, yet mental disorders often go undiagnosed or untreated for years. And tonight, we just want to talk about this because, one, it's important that we're able to identify the signs. If something doesn't seem right, then it probably isn't right, you know. And again, the National Institute of Mental Health's research focuses on identifying symptoms early and finding effective treatments that can have significant impact on how children develop and function as they grow from children or adolescents into adults. So don't feel like, you know, it's like a scary or spooky or such a taboo that you don't get the proper help for your children. I think that is staggering to think that kids between 13% of kids between 8 to 15 have at least one mental disorder.
Well, see, then you also
depression or whatever else. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you have to also take in consideration the stigma that goes along with that, because a lot of parents keep in mind when they take their kids to, you know, a psychiatrist or, you know, or the children are on medication, the medication has to go to the nurse. You know what I'm saying? So, like, then the teachers treat the child, you know, like, the teachers tend to treat the children because they know, you know, differently, because they know they're on medication. I mean, sometimes they get mistreated, you see what I'm saying, or blamed for things that they may not have even done just because they can be singled out. I mean, because, like, all right, I did a study on that when in my psychology, in one of my psychology classes, and it is a stigma with it, and a lot of parents are afraid of that, or they're afraid of what their family members may say about their children, or, you know, the fear of the children being picked on or bullied. You know, it's a lot of things that go along, you know, as repercussions of having, you know, a mental disorder or even admitting to one.
Right. No, I mean, I totally agree with you in reference to the stigma. And then you mentioned psychiatrists. And again, shouts out to Ron. You know, Artes, who plays for the Los Angeles Lakers, who struggle with mental issues himself, because he recognizes that it's so expensive to actually care for, you know, children with mental illnesses. You know, growing up, he had a mental illness since he was 13. Never got the proper treatment until he was of age. And now he's trying to actually sell his championship ring to help fund mental health programs. And the one thing, you know, that I want to quote him saying, you know, he actually spoke of the need for psychiatrists and stating that, you know, I think it'll be more important to give back to something that he believes in, which is providing kids with someone to talk to because it's so expensive. And he's talking about a psychiatrist. He said, I pay for parenting, parental counseling, marriage counseling and anger management, which is really, really expensive. You know, and he said this, he does this for kids of all demographics, rich and poor. Preferably the rich can pay for their own psychiatrist, but it'll be a great way to help kids who don't know where they're going at this point in their life to kind of get back on track. Someone to talk to in reference to your mental health issues, it's really, really imperative because of the stigma. One, you got to really know what you're dealing with so that you can know how to respond. Because I think if you know, if you start to feel, you know, yourself going to the left, going to the right, you know, you need to have somebody who can help you to understand exactly what you need to do, like breathe, like calm down, like take your medication, you know, like go talk to somebody. You know, I think there are some strategic steps you can take, but it only comes out of, first of all, knowing that you have a problem, and then, two, being able to rely on a support base that's going to make you feel comfortable and not make you feel upside down like you're referring to, CeeLo. And
yeah,
kids
and, you know,
have a tendency of making other kids feel really, really bad.
Right. Right. That, and that's not cool at all. Not cool at all, man. Not cool. I think kids, like, I can honestly, like, I was on Ritalin as a child. But they took, my mother took me off because they said it turned me into a zombie. So,
yeah.
What they allowed, and that's why, like, when I was a kid, I didn't care really about TV. The only time I watched TV is, like, through the crack of a door when I was supposed to be asleep, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Because I could see the TV in the living room through the crack of the door, excuse me. So, I talk like y'all in my mind. But, yeah, so when I was young, I was supposed to go to sleep at a certain time, right? But my Aunt Frances always kept the door cracked, and I could see the TV from the room. So I would sit up and watch TV then. But outside of that, I was outside. I had to stay busy because with that medication deal, I wouldn't even take it as an adult.
Ritalin was big, I think, when we were growing up. I knew a lot of my friends, really, who were on Ritalin, and at that time it was because they were so hyperactive, but they went from hyper mode to slow motion. So when you say zombie, I totally understand that. Go ahead and let's go open up the lines, folks. We got somebody calling out of VA. 757, last four digits, 4647. 4647, open up the line. The line belongs to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is James calling out of the Seven Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, you said that like 13% of children ages, you said between 8 to 15 are going undiagnosed. I would have to say a source of that would have to be parents out here that haven't been diagnosed and that are afraid of psychology or psychiatrists going and sitting down and finding out what their actual mental health issue is in the first place. Because that's typically, you know, young children, of course, that's where they learn these habits and activities that mold them. And ultimately, you know, they start copying, you know, what they learn from mom and dad. Or somebody in the household most likely has a psychological issue that needs to be addressed. And that would probably help.
No, you're absolutely right. A lot of times it's a cycle. And it is like generational, you know, and it's about DNA and blood. And if your mom or your dad, you know, struggled with a particular issue, you know, the strands absolutely may, you know, kind of follow you. But I'm going to tell you what I think we do in our community. I think we write it off as like, my son, he bad as hell. He just so bad. He's a bad boy, you know, but at the end of the day, yo, your son is struggling with autism. Your son is struggling with ADD,
yeah.
You know, and you have no idea. And I don't think it's, James, I don't think it's because we're just totally ignorant. A lot of times we have no real insight about health care. We don't have insurance, and it costs money. Like Ron Artest said, you know, it takes money to treat this stuff sometimes. So, you know, I think it's just unfortunate, but it starts with education and empowerment. Thank you for your comment tonight. Stand by, James. Stand by with us. Folks, we are talking about mental health tonight. It is Monday, September 20th, 2010. Would you recognize the signs of autism? Would you recognize the signs of ADD? James is absolutely on it tonight when he talks about the fact that it starts with parents. You know, as a parent, it is your responsibility to make sure that your child absolutely receives the best care that you could possibly give them. We're going to keep this conversation going. On the other side of this joint right here, we have our finance segment coming live out of Delaware tonight. This joint right here is called Industry Shady. Tia Muhammad.
Industry Shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over.
Live Industry Shady. Folks, our wealth segment tonight is being brought to you by the 2011 Health and Wealth 3-Day Bahamas Cruise. Coming to you Friday, August 12th, 2011. Here's Toya out of Delaware. What you got tonight, Toya?
Good evening. Well, yesterday we discussed the importance of a will, and in the conversation, TM, you mentioned also the importance of having life insurance. So I just wanted to give a little information to the listeners about life insurance itself and why everyone really needs it. It is a must, you know, especially if you have children, if you're married, if you own property, or if you just have people that depend on you and your income. Now, there are several different options to choose from, and if you're not familiar with insurance and how it works, it could be hard to narrow it down to just one. But just keep in mind that the needs actually vary depending on what your personal situation is. A lot of people will ask, how much life insurance do I need? Just remember to factor in the number of members in your family, your debts, your lifestyle, what you have to cover. You know, if you're bringing a significant amount of money to the table and you're providing for your family, then you need to make sure if something is to happen to you, then the money that is going to be paid out from that life insurance will be able to cover any of those debts and payments and things of that sort that will still be there once you pass away. A good rule of thumb usually that I've been seeing is that a general guideline to go by is about 5 to 10 times your annual salary, which sometimes can't, you know, cover all of the expenses depending on if you have another person that is actually helping you with covering expenses of your household. Another thing people usually ask is, what type of policy should I buy? Most people recommend that if you're under 40 years old and you don't have any type of life-threatening illness, then you definitely should go for term insurance. It offers a death benefit, but there's no cash value that is actually building over time. There's also whole life insurance that offers both a death benefit and a cash value, but it's much more expensive. There are many fees that are involved with whole life insurance, and then there's also huge commissions that are paid out to the insurance brokers that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that actually limits the cash value itself in the early years of your policy, so just keep that in mind. There are a few other types of insurance out there, like variable and universal life insurance policies, but they're not very common, and unless you are, if you have a lot of knowledge on investments and things of that sort, then they're really not an insurance policy that will be made for you or something that you should look to. So usually most people have to narrow down between either term life insurance or whole life insurance. Just keep in mind that you need to educate yourself on all of the basics. I mean, it's pretty easy to do. It's not hard to do. You can look up the information online, or you can actually find someone like an insurance broker that you can, you know, if you're comfortable enough with, they can help you make that decision. I myself would actually recommend term life insurance. It's inexpensive, and it's usually available for up to 30 years. You get the same benefit when you die, whether it's whole, you know, or life, I'm sorry, whole or term insurance. So why not, you know, choose the one that's less expensive? Just keep in, for example, keep in mind that, like, a healthy man who's about 30 years old can expect to pay about $400 a year for about $250,000. Worth of life insurance, whereas that same man would have to pay probably about $2,500 or more for that same type of insurance or the same amount if it was actually a whole life insurance. So that's a lot of money. You can actually take the difference and just put that in the bank. I mean, like I said, when you pass away, you're still going to get the money paid to your family members, so just keep that in mind. Another thing you just want to keep in mind is that term life insurance, after 30 years, it is terminated and you don't get any money back for it. But if you figure after 30 years, most of your bills should be paid off, like your mortgage and things of that sort. So any type of Social Security, 401k, and all of those things should have kicked in by then, so you won't need to have any type of cash value from a whole life insurance policy to cover any type of cost. So those are some things that you need to factor in, but just remember, regardless of which one you choose, you do need to choose one. If you don't have a lot of money to put out for it, even something small like $25,000 or $50,000 to start off with will at least to help, you know, if something's to happen unexpectedly with burial costs and just to keep your family members on their feet for, you know, a little while until they can get things in order. So just remember, you know, something is better than nothing at all when it comes to life insurance.
Absolutely. Life insurance, folks, makes it easy for those family members who are already grieving. You don't want them to be grieving and then have to worry about, you know, the oh-so-sensitive aspect of laying you to rest properly. This is our finance segment tonight coming out of Delaware. Folks, be on the lookout for more information. This is brought to you by our 2011 Health and Wealth three-day Bahamas cruise. We will be traveling out of the port of Miami Friday, August 12th, aboard the Imagination, which is a beautiful Carnival cruise line. Look out, look out, look out, 2011 Health and Wealth three-day cruise.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Jamie and the buttons, you found me.
Everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like Nas X, Don and Pavel. And even though I'm only young, I still rap up, I'm so high. But a nigga ain't chum. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast just like Sonic. Let you be the you don't want it. I know niggas that will bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest, a lot of people hate, but deep down they break me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too right, so where's left? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. Am I up in the food chain? T-Rex, I ain't giving me to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. I know call them like the yard, say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy, ay, ay. I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fight, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun, done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back, but me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBD, VRC, the writer for S64, I would say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of S64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say, I just send them my love to keep me humble to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up, like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time, and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, kinda like Chippy, I'm fire and I. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagger than the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman in army. You can see the light in the young G. And kinda like an arrow hat. This shit is getting big. And to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close to boss a few raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and pad was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, ask Jeeves, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers of my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. I'm flowing bars are too dirty, foul. Stop being quick to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon Cowell. I put my kick, I feel like I'm the chosen one. I swear I've got the four Star Wars. Anakin, real talk about them to the top. Suspension, I am on my own without getting told what to do, no detention. And I ain't doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working on, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. You can't stop. Welcome to my world.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, we're back. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. That's You Can't Stop Me from artist Young Jay Astro out of the United Kingdom tonight. Folks, we have reported another death, and you know, we don't want to, but we like to bring you cutting-edge information. suicide suspected in the death of Broncos wide receiver Kenny McKinley. It looks like around 3:25 today, deputies responded to a call to the residence of former Denver Broncos wide receiver Kenny McKinley, who was found dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Don't know whether it was in the head, but obviously it was a gunshot wound to a place that was vital, because he's no longer with us. Now, you know, he had a promising future in football, although I do know that he had an injury that had set him down. So, you know, I'm not going to begin to speculate, but tonight we're talking about mental health. And, you know, there are like four different categories of mental health that's identified here in America anyway. And that substance, it's, you know, impulse, it's mood, and it's anxiety. As it relates to mood, major depressive disorder accounts for about 16.6% of the population that will suffer from a mental health disorder in their lifetime. And I think this is staggering, ladies. Most people who suffer from depression, they suffer for 8 years before it's actually treated. 8 years before it's actually treated, which is unbelievable. And I think, you know, I want to bring James back into this conversation, because I think he was right on it earlier when he spoke of the fact that in kids, you know, it's the parents, you know, it's the parents' responsibility, you know. But James, well, man, the Denver Broncos, Kenny McKinley, had you heard that tonight prior to listening to the show? James, you there? Okay, maybe James no longer with us. But again, Dee Dee, I know you joined the show later this evening. Just want to make sure that you're in the loop. Again, Denver Broncos wide receiver Kenny McKinley dead tonight from a apparent suicide. You know, and I'm connecting the suicide to depression, because people don't do that, you know, unless they're really in a bad place mentally or as it relates to their mood.
Oh, don't I know that firsthand? I would have to agree. But the only thing is that you still never know why, and we only speculating to say. So that's what we believe, because we couldn't see it any other way, however.
But we never know, and you're right. We do not want to speculate. We definitely do not want to speculate. So for what we do know, folks, again, you know, wide receiver Kenny McKinley deceased tonight, you know, with a self-inflicted gunshot. We don't know what drove it. You know, we do know that no one shot him. You know, it was self-inflicted based on the medical examiner and how they found him in the house. Kenny was only 23 years old, folks, with a promising future, according to President and CEO, you know, Pat Bowlen, representing the Broncos tonight. Again, it is Monday, September 20th, and we're talking about a very, very sensitive topic that's taboo to a lot of folks in a lot of communities, but we're trying to stimulate some conversation surrounding something that's very serious. Do you know how to identify signs of mental health issues that may exist in a friend or a loved one? Tonight, we're going to get more in depth so that we can become comfortable with at least identifying issues. You know, we may not know how to go about, you know, getting someone to get the proper treatment, but we want to at least be on alert with identifying the actual symptoms. Again, mental health in America is broken out in anxiety, mood, impulse, and in substance. When it comes to anxiety, you know, 12.5, which is the highest percent of the population, will suffer from some type of phobia. Some type of phobia, and typically go about 20 years without being treated. About 16.6, as I just repeated, 16.6% of the population suffer from some type of depressive disorder and go 8 years without it being treated. 9.5% you know, of the population suffer from some type of conduct disorder. And when I say conduct, that's, you know, attention deficit disorder, something like that. And then 13.2% suffer from alcohol abuse, which is the suffering, the substance piece, and go like 9 years without being treated. It's 11 o'clock where I am in Tampa, Florida. It's 11 o'clock in Chesapeake, Virginia. Folks, wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live with my special co-host coming to you live out of Delaware, that's Toya, as well as Dee Dee, live out of Chesapeake tonight. And I say special because they are special to me. CeeLo will be back with us momentarily. But an interesting conversation. Would you all happen to have any type of experience that you can speak out of as it relates to not as well, it is, mental health?
Well, I have experienced being around people that have mental health issues. I used to work with someone who is bipolar, and I have seen her go from extreme lows to extreme highs over a span of a few hours, and you wouldn't know exactly what to do for the person. I mean, it would be times that I would come in at 7:30 in the morning, and she'd be in the office with lights off and her head down crying, and by lunch, she's like on top of the world, and I couldn't figure out what was going on until someone explained to me that she was bipolar and she was not keeping up on her medications the way she should. So I've seen that firsthand, and it's kind of scary. You know, you don't know exactly what the person's mood is, or you think you figured it out, and then they flip-flop on you, and it's like an extreme difference. You know, so it's kind of strange. You don't know how to approach it if you're not used to it, especially if the person's not maintaining it by, you know, taking their medications. You do see those extreme lows and the extreme highs. So I've seen that. I've seen people deal with depression. And I think the one thing that stood out to me with a couple of people that I know that dealt with depression is they always turn to some type of substance abuse, either drinking, started drinking really, really heavily, not so much withdrawn. You know, you think if someone's depressed, they're withdrawn, and they don't want to deal with anyone, and they just want to sit to themselves and be locked away. But I've seen people where they just turn to drinking, and they kind of get out of control with a kind of like, I don't care type of personality change. They went from, you know, a responsible person to I have no worries. I just drink, and that became the center of their everything. So, I mean, I've seen some things. I haven't seen, like, cases of, like, schizophrenia and things of that sort, but I've seen some of the issues that I think people deal with on a daily basis, and they don't know that they deal with it on a daily basis because they're not familiar, you know, with, you know, what the different mental illnesses are, so...
Yeah, definitely. I also have an experience with the bipolar piece. I actually have a family member that's bipolar, and you know, I won't get too much into it because they may be listening, and I don't want to. You know, it's not anything that I think they're proud of. Nothing that I'm proud of, but I've actually experienced the mood swings. So Toya, I definitely can relate when you say, you know, like up at one point and then down the other. You know, it takes very little to trigger, you know, someone that's bipolar. And initially, you know, we used to kind of play around like, wow, you know, he kind of crazy. You know, he act kind of crazy. But at the end of the day, it's absolutely a mood swing issue that that impacts everybody in the environment, because you know he has a tendency of becoming a little angry, you know, by the smallest things. I'm talking yelling. I'm talking slamming doors. I'm talking like, you know, leave the house, you know, over the mood swing. You know, and tonight we just want to kind of talk about it and put us on alert, you know, for these type of issues that we may be experiencing. Because I would never want anyone to be hurt or someone to hurt themselves over something that we had the ability to help them with and we just didn't recognize the signs. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, I was going to say dealing with someone that has schizophrenia is it's like you don't know whether to embrace them or push them away. like I had like a close family member outside of my sister, but like another, like a cousin, you know, where she was drinking. Because a lot, sometimes, like you were saying, Toya, about the substance abuse, well, there she was drinking and taking medication. And so that
bad combo,
her aggressiveness,
bad combo.
You know, and
yeah,
the thing is
combination.
That I took her to a co-worker's house for a cookout, my co-worker now, and she just spazzed out while we were playing cards at the lady that was to my left that I had no idea who she was. And she just started, like, threatening her and all kinds of stuff. And so I try to, you know, get her, you know, to the car, and then she tried to fight me. And I know what I'm capable of doing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like now I felt like I have to – now I have to fight you because you're drinking and you're on medication? I think I should be on medication, but I don't – I'm not going to – you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to do this in the middle of the street. But we don't speak anymore because I had to choke her. You know, and no, I didn't want it to end up that way. And yeah, I cried about it and everything. But if I didn't choke her, what would she have done to me? Because she tried to choke, you know what I'm saying? She was trying to choke me. But that's what you're pent up against. And it's like, okay, do I walk away? Do I stay there and fight with it? I had to walk away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually wanted to just comment on something that you said. As you said, you know, you didn't want to get too deep into, you know, the actual bipolarism because it was a family member and it wasn't something that you were proud of and it wasn't something that they were proud of. But I think the problem is people don't want to talk about it, especially like in the African-American community. I've noticed that we don't want to go see someone. We don't want to seek help. We don't want to talk to a psychologist or psychiatrist. And, you know, it's a family secret. We don't want everyone to know about it. But I think us not talking about it is what harms us even more. Because when people are afraid to talk to someone.
No, I totally understand. But see, I was about to start speaking out of an experience. So
right.
The fact that we're having this show, you know, I'm willing to talk about it. I want to talk
right.
about it. But for me, I didn't want to go into – I was about to kind of just unleash the dragon. And kind of speak out of some experiences that kind of had me a little pissed off. So when I say I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to go into the details because I don't want, if potentially, you know, anyone is listening, I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way. So I want to stay focused on signs and the things that we can do because, like CeeLo just kind of gave an experience. You know, I have had a couple of experiences in which, you know, I feel like this. Because it's one thing to not know about your condition,
yeah.
But it's another thing to know about your condition and still not want to control it.
Yeah.
So when I say, you know, I don't want to really go into the details, you know, my perspective on it is that we know the condition, but we don't take the proper precautions to care for the condition, and in turn, we throw off on our loved ones. And to me, I have a problem with that. So
yeah.
that's what I really don't want to go into.
Right. Right.
But because we're all talking about bipolar disorder and we all know someone and we've experienced it, I just want to stay right here on the signs for anyone who may not be familiar with anyone that's bipolar. Potentially you've been around folks who are bipolar and you wrote it off as something else. The bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression, is a treatable illness. I just want to clarify that piece. It is a treatable illness. And it can affect the person's ability to experience a normal range of mood. And for me, my family member's mood is always on that high end. You know, I mean, it seems that he's triggered by things that kind of take him to the highest, you know, end of the spectrum. And, you know, this condition is marked by extreme changes in mood. So the first thing the first sign, you know, of someone who may be bipolar is just that, an extreme change in mood. Maybe it's energy, you know, high energy, or the behavior, you know, it's kind of spastic all over the place, up, down. You know, it's not a character flaw, you know, or a sign of personal weakness. And I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it and deal with it because they think that people will think badly of them, think that it's a character flaw or a sign of weakness. But guess what? A bipolar disorder affects more than 2 million adults in America. And it usually begins in late adolescence. You know, so again, we're talking about things that can be fixed earlier in life if we identify what the issue is. Folks, it is Monday, September 20th, and we're talking about a topic that I don't think, you know, is taboo at all. You know, when you talk about health and wealth, you got to be able to know exactly what's going on in order to be able to care for it. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. We're going to get into this joint. It's called Sorry from the TMG team. That's the Taylor Music Group. Sorry. We'll keep the conversation going after this. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Baby, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come.
I got some still in the back of my mind, but it's for still. And I can hack it, I'm fine, instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel the whole world trying to shit on me. Ready to bet it all on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying to kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on and popped up, knocked up, happy, it's not mine, but sad, it's not us. Now my new girl, mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah, my daytime minutes. And I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime trying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, don't tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tending so to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. Pacino life, caviar, Rio wife. That's the dream, I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too slow. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art too broke. It's just a part of the growth. Move music, but minus the joke. I say, when am I can't fathom? I wanna push square and ask man, but my pride's too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong league, man, I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man, I just laughed them. Gotta step the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs if you want the bigger buck. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime trying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tending so to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, jailbird, lead a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, jailbird, never coming home. What if it's family? They want big kip lock, can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up a school. That doesn't justify that V-Tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, shit on the news. This morning woke up kind of sick, homie. Run my gun, girlfriend trying to flip on me. Mama called my phone just to trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ration in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to when I grow up. I just wanna be alive, I just wanna live. I don't wanna die, I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime trying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tending so to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside.
Now it's time for our our entertainment national news coming to us live from CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina, being brought to you tonight by our friends who are helping us to pull together the 2011 Health and Wellness 3-Day Bahamas Cruise. Check it out. We will be leaving out of Miami August the 12th. Here's CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. Your entertainment news for today, September 20th. I want to start with Sarah Shroud. She's the American hiker that was detained along with her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and her friend Josh Patel for crossing over the Iranian border. And she was released after 410 days this past weekend. And the other two gentlemen are still being detained with trial coming up soon. But Sarah, first thing she did was thank the Iranian government for their humanitarian gesture. And, you know, and of course, you know, shared her prayers and hopes for the other men that...
And how long was she held hostage, CeeLo?
410 days.
Wow.
410 days. Yes, they were detained back in July of 2009 last year. So... yeah, they've been in there for like a year and a month. And this is like, yeah, I can only imagine what they're going through, you know, and what they went through before she came back home. But I'll keep you guys posted on the other U.S. citizens. But let's go to President Obama. He had a town hall meeting. And, of course, he was presented with questions.
That's right. That was tonight.
It was. And they talked about economics and and the recession. And they were just saying pretty much that the recession was more severe than the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 1929. And the thing is this, that it was like, okay, well, he says that, you know, this is a problem that developed over 10 years. You know, so there is no quick fix to it, but we are on the right track. And then according to the economists, the recession is pretty much over. You know, because they were like,
yeah, you know what, when I read that, though, I'm like, well, I can't tell damn recession's over, because you know you got 15 million Americans still
unemployed. But the thing is, see, what they're looking at is the fact that, you know, unemployment rates have slowed down, that the people applying for, you know, services, that's slowing down. So it's supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be starting to see the sunshine, but it's still going to take some time, you know. And that, you know, the president was also making a point that his background, you know, all this talk about, you know, his background, that shouldn't even be a part of the conversation, that, you know, we still have people out here, like you were saying, Terrence, that are, you know, a year later, we're moving forward, but people are still dealing with this reality, you know, even such as myself. So, you know, we just got to be patient on that. But I just want to touch on Michelle Obama, the First Lady of France. She said that she's denying that First Lady Obama told her that, you know, that the White House was hell. Because if you guys don't know, there was a book that was published stating that, you know, that First Lady Obama had said that the White House was hell. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out. And you guys know the lady with the that threw the acid on her face? That was actually...
I heard about that.
Yeah, she was actually drain cleaner, and she was trying to kill herself.
Did it to herself.
But she had already planned out that she didn't kill her, that she was just going to get her face redone. It was like, what? And she told the police that. And then the thing is that now she's also being charged with some kind of fraudulent charge. Back in August. It's like, okay, what are you doing? I don't know. But then look, okay, so on to the next one. Lindsay Lohan, we've been talking about celebrities in this whole little Las Vegas arena. Lindsay Lohan, her probation was revoked, and there's a bench warrant for her arrest because she failed a drug test. And so she's supposed to be going to court this coming Friday. And she also let her Twitter followers, you know that she failed her drug test. And then, you know, she's ready for her court date. I don't know. She might serve some more time after this, though.
Yeah, she's definitely going back because they're gunning for Lindsay Lohan. I don't understand why Lindsay just don't pull herself together and just kind of get out of the cameras. Although it seemed like regardless of where she go, whether she's going to 7-Eleven or whether she's going to Neiman Marcus, She has a whole bunch of folks following her. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Lindsay, pull it together, girl. Lay off the cocaine.
Exactly. And look, lastly, a newcomer, Bruno Mars. I don't know, getting caught up in it, I guess. He got caught in a Vegas club with drugs by a security officer. Because he was in Vegas performing for the Walmart Soundcheck Rises concert series. And, yeah, they caught him with drugs. They didn't say what kind of drugs yet, but I'll keep you guys posted on that as well. But on the good side of Bruno Mars, here's the album coming out, October 5th, so look for that. And 50 just released a new music, too, a new song called They Burn Me. So I'm going to let you guys know how that turns out. And that is your entertainment news for September 20th. Thank you.
We appreciate it. And Bruno Mars is dope. So don't
be
doing
dope.
Fall
right.
Into the hands of that. Right.
I'll be doing something. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call my love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hey, it can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Dirty Money featuring Drake, Loving You No More. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, September 20th, and I know we promised you a freestyle battle tonight, but we're going to just go ahead and push that off until Friday night. I had an issue getting both artists on the line. Folks, I have been mentioning all night the 2011 Health and Wealth three-day Bahamas cruise. Producers are telling me I'm flip-flopping. I think one time I said health and wellness, health and wealth. They're like, look, it's the 2011 Health and Wealth three-day Bahamas cruise. Folks, come join us, myself, as a special guest along with other celebrity guests as they offer advice and share experiences about being healthy as well as acquiring wealth. We will also take a live variety show, a late-night variety show for television. It's called Center Stage Live. Come join us for a unique cruising experience aboard the Caribbean. Actually, it is the Imagination, which is a carnival cruise sailing the Caribbean island of Nassau. We are going to be doing some concerts, a concert on the island, and it's going to be real cool. So listen more. We will provide some detailed information coming up over the next couple of weeks. But that is Friday, August 12th, 2011. We will be leaving out of the Port of Miami. We love South Beach, don't we? That's the 2011 Health and Wealth three-day Bahamas cruise brought to you by T.M. Hyman Radio Live and our friends at Carib Travel, being brought to us by Carib Travel, partnering with the show. So really excited, something to look forward to next year.
Wow. Yes, because this is going to be my first vacation.
That's right. And, we promised to do it for you.
Yes.
Tonight we are talking about mental health, which is a real interesting topic. Everyone at some point experiences, you know, either an issue themselves with mental health or a friend or a loved one will experience a mental health condition at some point in their lives. And tonight we're talking about just the symptoms. And I think, you know, I think mood swing, attitude, people being standoffish, people starting to dress differently, not care, you know, don't want to be around, you know, you when initially, you know, you hung out all the time. You know, these are signs and things that we can't downplay. Often we kind of write people off as, oh, they acting funny, or, you know, why they acting so crazy? You know, it may be an imbalance that you aren't aware of. So we really got to pay more close attention to the things that are going on, because I'm almost positive that no one saw, you know, Kenny McKinley yesterday killing himself today. You know, and for those who may not know, just joining the show, you know, Denver Broncos wide receiver Kenny McKinley found dead today in his home, you know, with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You know, I'm sure there's some people that talked to him over the weekend, you know, and thought it was just a normal day. You know, but obviously he's been going through some things that he didn't feel the need to continue on life with. And I don't know what the situation is. I really don't care what the situation is. I don't think anything's ever that bad to take your own life. That's just my opinion.
You know what? I don't know why. No one ever knows why. I had a friend commit suicide last year, and he was supposed to be, the night that he killed himself, he was supposed to be cooking dinner for another friend of mine, and they had spoken earlier that day and had confirmed their date, and then the next call she received was about about the middle of the night. They say that he had committed suicide, and his family, the thing was this was so ill. He had prepared, like, you know, he had pre-seasoned the meat and all that stuff and had everything prepared and set up to cook. And it was still in the refrigerator. And so his family, they still cooked everything that he was going to prepare and ate it as a family. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Suicide is also a very sensitive one, you know, often driven by some form of depression. You know, why people decide to do what they do, you know, we'll never have the answers, you know, that it's between, you know, them and God at that point in which they actually execute. But folks, tonight, this topic of mental health is a good one, because at the end of the day, everyone, you know, should have good mental health. You know, in order to live a productive life, you have to have a sound mind. You know, and the question I pose is, do you know how to identify signs of mental health tonight? You know, I need you to log on, you know, and find out more about how you can identify. You know, and log on to what? Log on to the National Institute of Mental Health. And the National Institute of Mental Health has a gamut of information. You can log on at www.nimh.nih.gov. Again, www.nimh.nih.gov. There, you know, at the National Institute of Mental Health, you will find a whole bunch of information about a variety of mental health concerns. You know, they have it categorized by age and by gender. They have specific categories you can actually click on. Educate yourself on the importance of mental health. Let's stop speculating. Let's stop writing people off as crazy, or, you know, they're too loud, or I don't know what's wrong with them, or they just bad. Let's stop labeling folks and try to drill down to see what we may be able to do to help them out.
Yeah, it definitely did. A plan. Definitely a plan.
Coming up, we have our health and wellness segment coming to us live out of VA. But if you have any last-minute comments, feel free. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Folks, you can check us out every Sunday, 7 p.m., every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to 12 a.m. We are here for you. Hey, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, T.M. Hyman Radio, T.M. Hyman Radio on Twitter. All right, 917-889-3926. We have about 27 minutes left in the show. It is 11:32 in Connecticut. It's 11:32 in Brooklyn, New York. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This one is Vail. It's called Put Me in a Game. Health and wellness after this, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Killing my style, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game,
come to you. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Killing my style, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
So. You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code. Put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last inning, split positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting in me and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like take me out the game,
you, I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game post. Put me in the game post. Put me in the game post. Put me in the game post.
Give it up for Miss Willingham coming to us live out of Virginia tonight with our health and wellness segment. You got it, Miss Willingham.
Good evening, good evening. Tonight I just wanted to take our mental health topic just a little bit further. We've been speaking about a lot of disorders, and I just wanted to go just a little bit more in depth with some of the disorders that Terrence mentioned throughout this show. For instance, anxiety disorders. People with anxiety disorders respond to certain objects and situations with fear and dread, as well as with physical signs of anxiety or nervousness, such as rapid heartbeat and sweating. An anxiety disorder is diagnosed if the person's response is not appropriate for the situation, if the person cannot control the response, or if the anxiety interferes with normal functioning. Anxiety disorders include things like post-traumatic stress disorder, OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, those are disorders that you mentioned earlier, Terrence. Mood disorders, just want to go a little bit further in depth with that. Those are disorders that can that are also called affective disorders. They involve persistent feelings of sadness or periods of feeling overly happy, which we've already touched on, such as depression, mania, and bipolar disorders. And psychotic disorders involve distorted awareness and thinking. Two of the most common symptoms of psychotic disorders are hallucination, the experience of images or sounds that are not real, such as hearing voices and delusions, and false belief that the ill person accepts as true, despite the evidence to the contrary, which is schizophrenia, is an example of a psychotic disorder. Eating disorders involve extreme emotions, attitudes, and behaviors involving weight and food, which are your anorexic disorders or your bulimic disorders and binge eating. And then you mentioned impulse control or an addiction disorder. Addiction disorders, of course, we know are to alcohol and drugs, which we see are most common, to the point where the person begins to ignore responsibility and relationships. And impulse control disorders are disorders where you are unable to resist an urge or an impulse or to perform an act that could be harmful to themselves or to other people. Pyromania, like starting fires, or kleptomania, like people who like to steal, who sometimes don't even know that's what they do. They just have a hat. They just do it, and it's like a disorder for them. I actually worked with someone like that. They were a kleptomaniac, and I don't think they stole just because they wanted to. I just believe that they had a sickness
and they just stole out of that sickness. And personality.
What did they used to steal? They used to steal, like, the staplers in the office?
I mean, they stole anything. They stole, like, personal items off of people's desks. Just, they just stole anything. Anything that just didn't, they, wasn't theirs. I mean, they didn't steal, like, common stuff that you can get from the supply cabinet. It's just stole stuff that just didn't belong to them.
Wow.
And personality disorders. People with personality disorders have extreme and inflexible personality traits that are distressing to the person and or cause problems in work, in school, or social relationships. In addition, the person's patterns of thinking and behavior significantly differ from the expectations of society and are so rigid that they interfere with the person's normal functioning. Examples of personality disorders are antisocial personality disorder, obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, and paranoid and multiple personality. I just wanted to just drop a couple of more facts. We've been really inundating the listeners with information, which I think is good to know, because sometimes people without this show, they don't get the information that they need on, you know, certain important topics like this. So I just want to give some more important information real quick. About half of mental disorders begin before the age of 14. Around 20% of the world's children and adolescents are estimated to have mental disorders or problems. Excuse me. And yet, the regions of the world with the highest percentage of the population under the age of 19 have the poorest level of mental health resources. Most low and middle income countries have only one child psychiatrist to every 1 to 4 million people. For instance, over in Asia or, you know, just low Africa, low to middle income country. Depression. I just wanted to let everyone know we spoke a lot about depression. It's ranked as the leading cause of disability worldwide. So, I mean, depression is so rampant, and I mean, it's just from life itself, you know, just from not being able to, you know, face life, take people up and down, cause them to go into a manic depressive state, which is like on the verge of committing suicide sometimes. And another fact about suicide, on average about 800 people commit suicide every year. 86% of them in low and middle income countries. More than half of the people who kill themselves are aged between 15 to 44. The highest suicide rates are found among men in Eastern European countries. And mental disorders are one of the most prominent and treatable causes of suicide. Now, I know earlier you asked me the question about the gentleman, and I said you don't want to speculate. And I guess me personally, out of my own personal experience, I say I don't want to speculate. However, I guess research has shown that a lot of, I guess it boils down to, and especially like if they do leave some type of note or something behind, you know, it could go into, you know, it's been said it's a mental issue over time. If you go back and look at the pattern and look at what was going on in that person's life up to that point, they have shown that it's some type of mental disorder that they were experiencing, which made them commit suicide, or some type of drug that they were taking to treat a mental disorder that made them commit suicide. War and other major disasters have a large impact on mental health and psychological well-being. Rates of mental disorder tend to double after emergencies or after war. So considering the war that we're just coming home from or trying to get our troops home from, a lot of these soldiers are really facing mental disorders. The biggest one is post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm sure if you have anyone in your family or close in your circle who has experienced the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, they may be experiencing some post-traumatic stress disorder. And it may be as subtle as falling asleep behind the wheel, not being able to stay awake for more than 2 hours at a time, becoming very agitated very easily, being very jumpy to loud noises, things that, you know, you really don't pay attention to or you think is common. But these are experiences, these are the results of, you know, war that they're experiencing, this type of disorder that can last them for the rest of their life, that can prevent them from progressing in life if not treated or, you know, or taken under supervision properly.
No doubt. For folks tonight, we're talking about symptoms. These are symptoms. These are things that are evident, that are visible These are actions that you can pick up on. Let's stop writing people off and really work to understand what folks are going through so that we can support them and coach them and usher them to life and not death.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have closed it any better.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
This album contains everything. Some leaves. You not
Mommy, I just saw a shooting star.
Are they really making hits? Are they really on that next? Jumping off the mother ship, get up on it.
I'm sure they're loving it like across seas as well. Again, yeah. Izzy Me Rock. That's a funky joint.
Yeah, definitely, superb. Yeah, superb. Yo, I'm telling you, I love Susan. I do. I know.
I just
you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is, you know what I'm saying? It does sound a little left field and not the norm. But when I say this guy right here, I know him personally. Like, he is so dug down deep into hip hop, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I love that guy.
I'm sorry if that song just caused a mental illness for anyone, but
hey,
it's called creativity. It's
yes,
a little
it
eclectic.
Is. Yeah, yeah. How about that? There's nothing wrong with that. You know what?
Absolutely not.
I realized today, like while we were talking about this, now I realize why my aunt had me like writing and reading and multiple, because she kept me doing something constantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it. So I guess that was a replacement of the medication. It made me a busybody. Yeah.
You know, it's to exercise the brain, keep you active. Folks, it's Monday, September 20th, and we've been having a very, informative conversation, enlightening conversation surrounding mental health. I know we promised a freestyle Monday night battle. We're going to have that on Friday with J. True and Frank Nitti. But, you know, folks, it is really, really important that we help, you know, young people to identify issues of mental health that ultimately impact them long-term as an adult. Many health issues, many mental health issues specifically in America, go undetected, untreated. We can help ourselves and help others by kind of being more observant and not writing things and writing people off as one thing when it's truly another. The health concern surrounding mental health in America is one that we really need to pay more attention to. And hopefully we have enlightened some folks tonight. It's 11:50 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. And, you know, it's only 9-10 minutes left in the program. Ladies, any, you know, last-minute, you know, comments, insight you'd like to provide? Thank you for your reports tonight. CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Toya out of Newcastle, Delaware, and Ms. Willingham out of Chesapeake, Virginia. I couldn't do this without you, and together we make it high. Appreciate you. Closing comments.
Well, I would just say I of course, don't have a degree in psychology. I don't know much about anything as far as mental health is concerned. But the only piece of advice that I could give is if you notice a change in a friend or a loved one, I would just say make yourself available and encourage that person to talk. A lot of times when you keep things bottled up, even if you're not battling any type of mental health issue, but when you keep things bottled up, it's not good for you. You get stressed out and things of that sort. So I would just say encourage the person to talk and just make yourself available, opposed to turning your back and, you know, just a blind eye to what's going on. I would just make yourself available and talk.
Yeah, and you can also, like, I always tell people to search for your own information, most definitely. But, again, use the Internet, you know, like, or whatever tools you have close to you, the phone book or the Internet, and look up, you know, maybe like a health center. You can even start at social services. And speak with, you know, a case manager, and maybe they will be able to point you in the right direction, you know, or the Department of Health, rather. They may be able to assist you in getting some help that you may need for yourself or family members.
Absolutely. Ms. Willingham, any closing comments tonight?
I just want to say that, you know, take the road less traveled. Don't be the one who keeps the stigma going and labeling people and treating them as if their different mental health issues are serious. They are real. Sometimes people just need a hug. They just need to be loved, paid attention to. Simple things, you know. Some things, you know, you may need medication. Some things you don't. You know, you can treat, you can take the time, you can go, you know, first and foremost, you can, you know, get some spirituality, you know what I'm saying? Some things you don't have to, you know, again, take medication for, but don't write people off, pay attention, don't continue the stigma, don't continue the cycle, you know, do more, try to help toward, you know what I mean, you know, recognizing the signs, getting people more help, you know, putting more money into these matters, just like you stated about Ron Artest earlier. I commend him for that. Not a lot of people would do something like that. That's very commendable. So, you know,
well, absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
Take more of a stand.
Right.
Well,
and I agree. Love somebody. Let's get this one in right quick. We'll be right back after this. This is John Brown. I'm going to love you right. Love somebody right, folks. Help them out. Team Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
I can see you in my life, love you with my hands, so I can touch your body right, love you with my voice, baby, so
so I can sing sweet melodies. Have you in my time, and it will be just you and me.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you with everything I have, and I'm never gonna keep you. Ain't nothing wrong with giving you the keys to the range and the house
and the end. And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Ain't nothing wrong with giving my heart, my soul, my mind, my mind.
I'ma love you
right.
I'ma love you
every breath I breathe for you, tell you no lies, lady. Cause everything I say is true. I'ma love you with my mind, baby. Cause I think you are the one. And if you feel any different, just remember you're my girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you with everything I have, and a little more to keep you cool. Ain't nothing wrong with giving you the keys to the range and a house with an indoor pool.
Wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. So if you feel it different, just remember that you're
mine. I know this is a little too much for this first conversation.
Someone you know is in a crisis right now or is seeking some immediate help, dial 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. To reach out, it's a 24-hour crisis center, or, you know, in a worst-case scenario, folks, I'm telling you, if somebody's really going too far off on the deep end, dial 911. You don't want them to hurt you. You don't want to hurt them. But if anyone you know is seeking help right now, to a mental health crisis, they can dial 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. If you're looking for an email contact, you can email general questions about mental health at INFOCTR. Again, that's INFOCTR at mentalhealthamerica.net. If you have general questions surrounding mental health regarding someone you know or yourself, and you're too ashamed to talk about it, you can email at INFOCTR at mentalhealthamerica.net or call 1-800-273-8255. Ladies, appreciate you tonight. This has been a good one. Hopefully we've helped somebody. You all be safe, and we'll talk back on Wednesday. Yo, check out Freestyle Friday coming up this Friday. My man Showtime ripping it for the third week in a row. Ladies, appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for
appreciate
having me.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. We are out of here, folks. Good night.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
radio show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.